Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, we're going to take a look at the new rendering option for checkbox lists and radio button lists. And this is one of the common themes in ASP.NET 4, where lots of the controls, while continuing to support the previous rendering mechanisms that were available in previous versions of ASP.NET, have added the ability for you to declare at design time that you don't want to use tables, or in this case, tables or spans, in the emitted output of your controls when they render down to your web page. So to demonstrate this for checkbox and radio button lists, let's go ahead and create a new project. And I'll just create an empty ASP.NET project just for simplicity. And we'll add a web form. And here in our web form, we're going to go and add a radio button list and a checkbox list. And here let's just add a couple of line breaks just for clarity's sake. Now, here inside each of our lists, we're going to need some list items. So let's say list item text equals checkbox list. And set the value equal to CB1. And then I'm going to use the magic of cut and paste to add two more instances of this, changing the values as appropriate. We're also going to need list items for our radio button list. So let's go ahead and pop those in there, but instead of checkbox list. And let's get the spelling right there. And here we're going to say radio button list. And change the corresponding values. Now, if we select one of our items here and we look at the properties, and I actually don't want the list item, but I want the checkbox list itself. If we go down to the layout section in our properties and we look at this repeat layout, you'll notice here that we can choose table or flow. Table will generate an HTML table. Flow will generate markup using span tags. But really, since these are lists, we might want to use the HTML list constructs that are part of the HTML vocabulary. So in our case, we can choose either an ordered or an unordered list. So for the checkbox, let's select an ordered list. And for the radio button list, let's select a unordered list. And let's put our properties box back into the doc. And now let's go ahead and run this. And you'll see that instead of tables or spans, what we have is HTML list constructs as part of our markup. So here you can see our checkboxes and our radio buttons. But if we go view source, notice OL or UL for ordered list and unordered list, and LI items. No tables, no spans, very clean. And what this means is that we can use standard CSS to provide styling here. It also generates less actual bytes that need to be sent down to the client. So we get a bit of a performance boost when we're using this this rendered markup as well. And so that's it. That's another example of the improvements in layout control in some of the controls of ASP.NET 4.